This is, Then All the Gold Under the Ground, a The Hobbit fanfic written by SoSpace and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated R, contains the pairing feely-keely, with additional tags for semi-graphic sex and sibling incest. Jeweled scabbards wink through the wide handles of solid silver jugs. Mithril-embossed shields overflow with radiant diamonds, and everywhere gold glimmers all around. The air might be hot and heavy and full of dragon stink, but it doesn't seem to matter, because this cavern extends forever and it is overflowing with the wealth of their people. Keely can hardly breathe. It's nighttime, and he's just finished his watch. Outside, the stars swirl brightly in the sky, and before he set foot below the mountain, he thought that was a beautiful sight. He's a child of exile, born and raised out in the open, far from the mountain he ought to call home. And because of all that, he is so very different to so many of his kin. But in this, they're one and the same. Gold gleams in the torchlight, and it feels like his heart is on fire. They've laid out their bedrolls in a side chamber down a winding corridor, so that if, and when, Keely can't help but think, they wake up to find Smaug roaring on their doorstep, the traces of their presence are hidden as much as possible. The route to that corridor from the lookout post he left Dwalin settling in at isn't exactly circuitous, but it goes through the heart of Smaug's hoard, of their father's father's wealth. And Keely can't drag himself away. He's never seen the like in his short life, but it calls to something earthy and dwarfish in his soul. Keely stands halfway up what used to be, and still is, Smaug's bedpile, knee-high in treasure, gold coins running through his fingers, and listens to the pounding of his own heart. He came on this quest to please his uncle, and so that he wouldn't be parted from his brother's side. He never expected to find a home.
I thought I'd find you here.
Billy's voice is carrying, his footsteps soft, and he looks up at Keely, tiny in the vast treasure chamber. They've always shared a watch, but now, with a whole mountain to keep an eye on, they don't spend that watch together. It feels strange. There are dark smudges under Philly's eyes, strands of bright hair flying loose from his braids.
You know it's the middle of the night, right?
He continues, begins to pick his way upwards.
We should sleep.
Keely watches gold shift beneath his brother's feet.
Philly nearly falls, catches his balance on a half-buried helmet, too big for any dwarf.
And Keely lightly says, Careful.
Philly spares him an exasperated glance, continues his climb.
It doesn't take long for him to be sunk as deep as his brother, wading through treasure with mithril-bladed daggers catching on his clothes. And Keely reaches out to him as soon as he is within range, takes his hand, grips it tight. It's only then that he realizes that he's trembling, shaking, and he sees worry flicker through his brother's eyes. Keely covers his hand with his own, says, Keely, are you all right?
Yeah, Keely answers. I'm fine, I just...
He breaks off, because he has no idea how to express the rightness that settled in his heart. The sense that nothing bad will happen here, that this is everything he needs in the world. Keely smiles because he can't help himself, and squeezes his brother's hand. I'm fine. Philly's watching him keenly.
You look more than fine, he observes, and comes closer, disturbed gems sparkling around his knees.
His arm goes around Keely's waist, and he slots himself in behind his brother, chest flush to back, chin propped light on his shoulder. His hands rest on Keely's hips, heavy and comforting.
You look happier than I've seen you for a long time.
Keely finds his brother's hand, laces their fingers together tight as iron. I never expected this, he says softly.
I don't know what I expected.
He feels Philly's smile.
But this is so much better, he completes.
Yeah, Killy answers and closes his eyes.
He's seeing gold even behind his eyelids. Heaps of this stuff, goblets and sword hilts and necklaces, and in his mind's eye the mountain itself seems to glimmer with its light.
And then he thinks of his brother, of Philly's smile, of his shoulders, square and ever ready to meet the coming dawn. Eyes still shut, he says. This will all be yours one day.
It belongs to our people, Philly says, not to their king.
And suddenly Keely is thinking of his brother's hair, of braiding it in the firelight while Philly watches him with warm, dark eyes, of strands catching in his mouth when they kiss, of the way their mother used to brush it every night before she put them to bed. The rightness in his heart suddenly makes a lot more sense, because Philly is gold too, shining bright in the morning sunlight. Keely pulls away, misses Philly's hands the moment they fall away from his waist. He ignores the loss, because he's searching for something, running his fingertips over the countless wealth that's all around. And he comes up with a coronet, a simple, slender band of gold, deeply engraved with runes and ancient kuzdol that Keely doesn't understand. It's light in his hands, a crown meant for wearing, not just for state occasions. And the dwarfish simplicity makes something in Keely's heart twist. He smiles, half to himself, turns back to his brother. And there's confusion in Philly's eyes, yes, and doubt. But he does nothing to stop him as Keely reaches up, settles the coronet around his brow. It fits Philly perfectly, and the gold catches the torchlight, gleams against his burnished hair. There's a seriousness in his eyes that makes Kiri's heart ache. He reaches out, takes his brother's hand in his. I would give all this and more to you, he says quietly, feels Philly's fingers grip tighter. His lips are dry, and he almost whispers, my king. For a moment, Philly doesn't move. Firelight flickers from below, but his eyes are shadowy. And suddenly he's dragging Keely forward, kissing him so hard it's almost desperate, one hand gripping his hair, the other tugging at his shirt. Keely sinks into the kiss, into his brother's embrace, and abruptly they're toppling over, landing in the treasure the dragon stole, wrapped around one another so tight they might never come apart. And Keely's trousers are around his knees, and Philly is gasping roughly against his lips as Keely's fingers spread him gently wider, and everything is hot and tight, and when Philly bites a bruise into his neck and groans wordlessly, animalistically, for a moment Keely forgets his own name. It's the most uncomfortable sex Keely has ever had. Solid silver trinkets digging into his knees and gold coins slipping away under his hands. But Feely's hands are everywhere, and his eyes are fever bright. The coronet falls from his head and is lost among the shining treasure beneath them. But firelight gleams in his hair, and it shines, soft and golden. I love you, Feely whispers. And for all the golds, all the gems and coins and slender coronets piled high beneath the mountain, Keely can't tear his gaze away from his brother, flushed and breathless, lips gaping wide. I love you too, he answers, and watches Phoebe smile. The end.